The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Speaking of lack of that, War Thunder players do not have the object permanence of a fucking shrimp.
Songs that make your brain do the happy chemicals this week on Flag Time.
I know that because I am off tomorrow.
I'm turning 32 in 9 days.
Damn.
Yeah.
Old head.
Fucking grandpa over here.
Back in my day.
Back in the 1900s.
Back in 2001.
When Linkin Park was this shit.
When Linkin Park was a band. Well, I guess they're still a band now. Their new singer is actually really good, by the way.
I love the new singer. Yeah. They sound great.
People who hate the new singer of Linkin Park just hate women.
I mean, true, but
They just hate change.
Yeah. Both things that are good. Garrett.
Welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, everybody. The Automotive Service Podcast, where we're talking a lot about not that. We were just talking about music. I heard a song recently that was, it's a collaboration with Howard Jones, Scott LePage from Polyphia, and Mike Malian. I think he's from Monuments. I could be wrong about that. But those three did a song for fucking, what's the game? Cult of the Lamb. And it's fucking phenomenal. They actually did like a 6-song EP. And one of the songs, Cult, is fucking heavy. I don't know if LePage uses like a pitch shifter to get his guitar down that low. But fuck, dude.
Drop E tuning.
Yeah.
Is this the music episode?
I mean, it can be. I asked a completely
separate
question.
We had a music episode, right?
We did. It was called Road Trippin' and Song Listening. That was the name. I think it was our 7th episode that we did.
Well, it's... What episode are we on now?
60. For one.
Okay. Maybe we should do another music episode.
It is 61.
A tool episode.
I'd rather... I mean, we could save the music discussion. Well, no, we could talk about music because our future guest... who is a musician who will find out soon, who couldn't be on tonight because he had to go to a show, but will be on in a future episode. He stated that he's more of a car person than a musician.
But isn't he literally a musician?
Yes.
Yeah.
The being a musician part enabled him to be more of a car person because now he's driving like McLarens and shit.
That's a fucking mood and a half, except I'd be driving slightly less shitty shit boxes.
But yeah, we can talk about music this episode.
With good paint. That's the difference.
Shit boxes with good paint. Yeah.
That's the difference between me having money and me not having money. It's like if I have a car that has good paint, then I... Yeah. And it didn't have paint when I got it.
I'm not gonna tell anybody that I won the lottery, but there will be signs.
Heated literally seats, just nah. My cars will have turn nice signals, paint. Nah. Nice paint, yeah.
I want to repaint the Mustang so bad because it's just old. It's been repainted, but it's old.
Is it gonna be? Are you gonna repaint it silver and have the driver's door red?
It's already silver.
Are you gonna paint the driver's door red?
No, I'm gonna paint the mirror red. Because the mirror sticks out red, it wouldn't look like
that makes
a
sense.
Fucking crackhead's car.
That makes sense. That's yes. Okay. Ace Combat reference again. Anyway, any good songs you guys have found recently, like in Spotify or shit, some shit?
Yeah, I got a couple actually.
I got like 1,000.
You and your fucking lists.
Actually, I've been listening to a lot of like heavy metal, like 80s era metal.
Oh.
Lately, and okay. I've just been finding a lot of bands that are like that. Like I just discovered this band called Anvil. Holy Ooh, fuck.
Okay.
You want to listen to some badass 80s like heavy metal? Anvil. Particular song that I found that I fucking
they just look like fucking
Barbara.
They look like 80s
Barbara.
Old heads.
Oh,
thank you.
What just happened? Oh, he's got a knife.
I got food. Anyway, a particular song from Anvil that I found is called Metal on Metal. It's so fucking awesome.
Just like my breaks. Huh.
10 million plays.
Ba-na-na-na.
Nice.
So pretty badass. Like a song that you're like, yeah, I've got an early 80s manual transmission V8 car, and this is the song I'm listening to. Like this song. I'm like, yeah, shifting like long
Corvette.
Like long throw shifter V8 noises song. That's like what that song is.
Fucking, you gotta shift through zip codes with how long a throw that shit is.
Yeah,
like a fucking Gen 1 manual Cummins truck just I miss trucks with manual transmissions for that reason, because you just kind of fucking fling that shit into gear.
Oh yeah,
I miss anything with a fucking manual transmission.
Let's see, what's my another
songs are just I get a lot of random songs from, like, I'll just be going through reels.
Hang on a second, baby. This mozzarella is not good.
Uh-oh. What's wrong with the mozzarella?
Oh, it's expired. It's bad.
Oh.
Just a little bit. It's like just a little bit past the point.
Expired cheese?
Oh. It's now okay. It's, here, hang on.
Now it's turning into blue cheese.
I'm going to mute it for a second.
Now the cheese is going to smell like ants. I get a lot of my music from just random, like, I'll be just going through reels.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, what the fuck's that song? And if they don't list it in there, I gotta fucking either look through the comments or post a comment like, hey, what fucking song is this?
Mm-hmm.
And two of them have been really good gym songs because it's just Dark Souls boss themes, but metal.
Hell yeah.
And they're really good. Like, there's the Abyss Watchers. And then Radagon of the Golden Order, but metal versions of their OST by someone called Geoff Plays Guitar.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, he does the metal songs of Dark Souls bosses and shit.
Yeah. It's fucking
awesome. I'm waiting for him to release the Bale one. And I got like there's a song called Sleepwalker by The Pretty Wild. Mm-hmm. And that's just fucking heavy as fuck.
We got Sasastra. She's not even looking at anything. She's just existing.
You're just like, I wanna get down.
You wanna say hi?
She has regained consciousness.
I'm gonna turn the world around me into ash. Just deep brooding.
You have anything you wanna say?
Sniffs.
Okay.
The microphone looks like a snake to her. She's scared.
He cries and cries to cries to get on me, and then she
gets
immediately wants to get down. Like, make up your fucking mind.
This is not what I expected.
Like, just pet me.
See, what's a song that I recently found? Oh, fucking a band that I listened to over a decade ago. They go by Disharmonia Mundi, and they just released a new single like this week.
Ew.
And it's called Oathbreaker. It's fucking sick.
Sick.
Bill Murray is also a band that I've been listening to recently.
Bill Murray.
Listen, it's B-I-L-M-U-R-I.
Okay.
not the actual actor.
Interesting.
Yes. But that's a band that literally does the whole, like, cranking my hog memes on the fucking, like, stage when they play a concert.
They're like, yeah, brother.
Their most recent album. Shit, shut up. Yeah, their most recent album is called American Motorsports.
Hell yeah.
I drive a 2006 Ford F-250.
Yeah, if you guys don't listen to Bill Murray, you should.
Should.
Yeah.
If I remember tomorrow, I will.
I'll send it to you in the group chat.
That'll work. I gotta not open the group chat message.
It's something that, like, what's the term that I heard fucking Zoomers call it? Y'alternative?
Oh.
What?
That's funny.
Yeah.
As a Texan, I'm offended. No. Alternative.
Watch that shit, bro. That shit probably is from Texas.
Probably. I bet it's from fucking Georgia.
I don't know. I don't know where they're from.
That sounds like a Georgia or Alabama deal.
I found a cool a metal cover of Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Done by someone by the name of Cottontail VA.
I think I have that one on my playlist.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking sick. If you know who that is, you know who that is.
Or am I thinking of the Paparazzi metal cover that I have? I don't remember. I have a lot of metal covers of songs that I don't like normally.
Yeah.
And I'll be in the car with somebody. It's like, they're like, oh, what the fuck is this? Do you have the original? I'm like, no.
We don't listen to original songs in this fucking house.
Like, this is the original.
It's all That's covers like, in his house.
Oh my God. I remember a long time ago when I was like between 13 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always woke up before everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christmas Day, I would run downstairs and I would play metal Christmas music or Christmas dubstep.
Yes.
On the home stereo system in the living room.
Fuck yeah.
Waiting for everybody, like while I was Christmas looking through my dubstep. Stocking.
I want to fucking find Christmas dubstep.
Oh right my now. God. They're going to be. Oh my God. There's some.
Jingle wow. Jingle wow.
Jingle.
You got to turn your noise gate off. That needs to be a thing.
I gotta see. I wonder if I've liked
anything. Someone remix this, like for real.
I have to go
the fuck on a second.
My playlists.
It's like jingle bell, jingle.
It didn't jingle, come up either.
Jingle, 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 jingle bell, jingle.
it still didn't come up. It's still too
fucking
good.
Piece of shit. Fucking microphone. Goddamn piece of crap. I want to make lip bass noises. Lip step.
I wonder if it's in my liked videos from fucking so long ago. Let me see.
Let me fucking find a Christmas dubstep song.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon. That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from. Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Hell yeah.
While
you guys are finding that, I want to plug another podcast real quick.
What?
Yeah.
Balls.
So I guested on a recent episode of a podcast called Tempest.
Hmm.
Dude by the name of David Obachowski. He produces it, he makes it. It's kind of like a documentary kind of thing. I think I mentioned it on the podcast like 6 months ago, half a year ago. Airplane Facts with Max sent me a reel.
He sends me lots of reels. His car broke the other day and he was like, oh, I got a bunch of warning lights. Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on.
But going back to the Tempest thing, I told Spitfire's origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So the origin story of my motorcycle, my BMW S1000, like why I have such a emotional attachment to it. So go check out Tempest by David Obachowski. You'll probably have to type in Tempest and the dude's name to find it. But once you do find it, the title of the episode is just Spitfire. So it's okay. 34 minutes of me talking about how I started riding motorcycles, basically, and why I do.
Speaking of motorcycles, I moved some stuff around in my garage today.
Oh, yeah?
And got my bike out, and I was like, will it crank over? And it was like,
meh. You didn't have what I experienced.
Quite literally. I was like, the headlight came on and it was like orange.
Ooh.
I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I fully wasn't expecting my bike to start, and it just fucking right up, started right the fuck up.
My bike sometimes takes fucking forever to start. It's just like...
I don't have any of the Christmas dubstep liked, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Motherfucking barbecue chips.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Time to crunch.
What did you guys have for Thanksgiving meal?
I had a $20 Angus steak from the store. Like, we cooked it, so it was $20
from the store.
Yeah, it's $20 from the grocery store. It wasn't a $20 steak from a
grocery
restaurant.
Store.
Which means it was better than from the restaurant, because it was probably a much bigger piece of steak.
It was, and I learned how to cook it on a Blackstone griddle to where it didn't fucking, like, overcook it. Like, what you have to do, or what they told us to do, is you put it on the grill with a bunch of oil and shit, and you let it sit for like 45 seconds, and then flip it over for 45 seconds, flip it back over for 45 seconds, flip it back over for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Until you get the desired temperature on the inside.
Yeah, that's how you're kind of supposed to cook a steak anyway.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, it's fucking... choice. It's fucking good.
If you use butter instead of oil, you get a better crust on the end of it.
I shall do that next time. Well, yeah. What you eating there, Sterling?
Chips.
Thanksgiving leftovers. Yeah, we took rotisserie chicken, and we like,
was it Sam's Costco. Club rotisserie chicken? Oh, Costco.
No, fuck.
I bet.
Fuck Sam's Club. Costco gang for real.
Kirkland signature.
We took Costco rotisserie chickens, and we like pulled the breast meat off, and we didn't mash it, but we made we spiced it. And we made them into meatballs.
Ooh!
And then we deep fried them.
Ooh.
Nice.
And then we made stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and we had to have Martinelli's, of course. Martinelli's is a Thanksgiving staple. You don't know what Martinelli's is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Get out.
Okay.
You're out. Go. Martinelli's sparkling apple cider. It's the best fucking thing in the world.
Oh, sparkling
apple cider. Okay. I think I've heard of that before.
Looks like the wine bottles. It looks like kind of like champagne. It's so fucking good.
But what were you going to say, Pixie?
So we bought my dad a smoker for Christmas.
Ooh,
we decided to let him open it before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
What brand? So,
I don't remember. It's a Masterbuilt or some shit. It was like $200.
Damn.
Cool.
We smoked steak tips, chicken wings, and ribs for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious, despite it being my dad's first time using a smoker.
So excuse me.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Cracker Barrel every Thanksgiving.
What?
For like the past like 8 years.
Yeah.
And we're just like, now we're gonna see if we can smoke shit this time. And now that's probably gonna be the norm.
Yeah. Was it like one of those little pellet smokers, or was it?
No, this one's a wood chip smoker.
Oh, okay.
Those are great. My dad bought a,
even though the pellet smokers is just, it's just sawdust, but in pellet form from the wood chips that they make.
Yeah. You just like crush them together.
It's like the same shit. So it's like, oh, wood chips better than pellets. It's literally the same fucking wood in different form. It doesn't not fucking matter.
What matters? They cook differently.
Yeah, you might get the because
they retain heat differently.
Yes, but at the end of the day, they're all the same fucking wood.
Well, yeah.
The company that makes the wood chips makes the pellets from the wood that they made the wood chips when they cut it.
Well, how many wood chips would a wood chip be in a wood chip if a wood chip was made of wood chips?
62.
I need that. I need that to be a t-shirt. Exactly what Sterling just said, word for word.
You guys have like a go-to like ADHD song where you're like,
ooh, fuck.
You're like, oh, I fucking listened to this song 37 times yesterday or some shit.
I do that. The song rotates like, I'll listen to one song until I'm, like, burnt out on it, and then I find a different song and do the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, for me, it's that cult song that I talked about, the one for the Cult of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. But before, let me look at my playlists
one,
here.
One song I kind of default to lately is This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads.
Uh-huh.
It's the song that I put in the video of the Insight that I made.
Mm.
I fucking love that song. There's something about it that just kind of tickles my brain in a certain way that not a lot of other songs can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do
with me the same reel.
It has to do with, like, I think it's because there's just so many, like, funky little instruments and things that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good song. Naive melody. This Must Be the Place. It's called This Must Be the Place, like, parentheses, Naive Melody.
Mm-hmm. So I've had a few. There's a band called Magnolia Park, and they did a cover of Eye to Eye from the Goofy movie. It's a metal cover. Nice. It's fucking fantastic. Oh, also, As I Shatter by the band Sable. I listened to that
a fuck ton.
As I Shatter.
Oh. As I poop.
I mean, that's literally, if you leave out the T-E-R at the end, that's exactly how it's spelled. And then
As I Shit.
Oh, another new one that I recently found, even though everybody knows this song, Granite by Sleep Token. That has a heavy rhythm guitar section. It's fucking sick. And I follow Mike Malian on the on Instagram, and he went to the sold out London show at a London stadium for Sleep Token. Like, Sleep Token's gotten fucking huge.
Damn. Nice.
And he posted a reel of, like, he's up in, like, this suite in the stadium. And he posted a video of him filming the mosh pit in front of the in front of the stage during Granite, during the heavy part of Granite. And
holy shit, I was like, that song by Sleep Token in my playlist.
I was like, holy shit, that sounds fucking massive. Because Sleep Token uses, like, baritone guitars and shit.
That's what they say about my cock.
Continue. I don't think that actually happens.
No.
It's big, guys, I swear. Why do you think I'm so short? That's where all the inches went.
It's the only thing big on you is that dumpy.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Wiener.
Comments on Instagram.
Another song
or anything
I discovered. I have no idea how to fucking say the name of this band.
How do you spell it?
Sanguisugabog.
That's not how you spell it.
Sanguisugabog. Sanguisugabog.
See what you're talking about.
particular song.
They're an American death metal band formed in Columbus, Ohio.
Of course.
Listen to, I don't know how the fuck you say it. Listen, the song that I like is called Dead as Shit.
Sanguisugabog.
Sanguisugabog.
And then we're going to learn something like, no, that's not how you say it. It's
actually pronounced Governor of Georgia.
It's actually pronounced. That didn't hurt trying to do that noise.
Hell yeah.
At all.
This fucking shit reminds me of, I don't know if you guys saw this back in the day, but there was I think it was an actual, somebody updated a Wikipedia article to where they just spoke nonsense. And it was the Wikipedia article for this animal where, I don't know if it's the real name, but it said the name of this animal was the Dick Dick. Like the D-I-K.
That's a real animal.
Yeah, the D-I-K-D-I-K.
It's like a little antelope thing in Africa.
Yeah, but dick. In the description it said the dick, pronounced xylophone, is a...
You're like, huh? What?
What'd you just also say? How the fuck did I remember what that animal was and what it looked like and shit? Because I remember that from like fourth grade, like, oh, you ran them out.
Well, it's because the name is Dick. Of course you're going to remember that.
Your interest.
I was like fourth grade. I was just flipping through a fucking random animals book. I saw it the one time and that was it. For some reason, the random access memory. Just
were like, yeah, that. Yep.
But yet I couldn't remember material for tests and shit. But that popped up fucking 20 years later. That's cool.
It's the same shit why you remember lyrics to songs that you listen to over and over again. And
I'll remember lyrics to songs, but don't remember the song's name that they came from.
Exactly, yes.
I remember everything except the chorus and the last five words of the chorus.
It's like anybody trying to sing along to It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. You know the chorus, but everything else, you're like...
The only thing I remember about that song is when Peter was singing it when he had a stroke and he was driving his car.
That actually happened?
He was in one of the episodes of Family Guy. Peter had a stroke, so he couldn't use the left half of his body, and he gets in his car, and that's the song that plays on the radio, and he's singing it, and then he crashes into a fucking tree and dies.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But like, that's how he fucking sung it. It was like me, because he couldn't. That was an episode I saw 15 years ago.
Damn. Shout out to chips that are fucking folded over. Am I right?
Hell yeah. In the same realm as a really crunchy leaf.
I like my chips like I like my bills folded. Or is it the other way around?
That was really funny.
That's why I'm here.
Yo, shout out to chips that are fucking folded over, for real.
Did we just go back in time, like, 30 seconds?
Kettle cooked chips are the shit.
You're gonna say it again, aren't you?
That was really funny.
Shout out to folded chips.
Also, big shout out to chips that have the bubble in them. You all know what I'm talking about. The bubble.
Ow, my fucking head.
Also, shout out to slices of pizza that have the huge fucking bubble in them too.
No, fuck those pizzas.
Yeah, I love those. That's just pizzas. Fucking air.
Yeah. Costco pizza like 2 weeks ago that they handed it to me and they were like, oh, there's a huge bubble. I hope you don't mind. And I open it up and there's like a piece, like a circle like this big on the pizza. And I'm like, okay, sure. I'll fucking take it.
I had a toppings on it? My wife's like,
why is there a big circle on the pizza? And I was like, they fucking made it wrong. And they were like,
I had a bite of bubble one time.
No.
I had a bubble one time on a Domino's pizza. I just opened it up and shoved a garlic knot in there, and it was fine.
That's an idea. Okay.
If you stuff the bubble with shit, it's good. Yeah.
What is this bubble stuffed with ricotta?
I'm almost done with my chips.
Why is this bubble stuffed with meat? Wait a minute. That's my ass. No.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Clearly.
Yes, I'm tired.
I say we're barely halfway through this episode.
I got to do a diagnosis on a Shelby Super Snake F-150 today. It was pretty sick.
What did you diagnose?
That it needs cats.
Oh.
The customer was complaining that he's got the check engine light and he's like, and it rattles a little bit on startup. And I was like, oh, that sounds like the materials and the catalytic converters are loose. And sure enough, you hit it with a fucking hammer, they rattle like maracas.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if you guys remember when I was complaining about the TRX Hennessy that had the stock Ram 1500 front brakes.
Uh-huh.
The Shelby Super Snake fucking does that too. They didn't upgrade the brakes on the from the F-150. It's just, you get 800 fucking horsepower, but you still get the fucking two piston stock F-150 brakes.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you'll figure it out.
So yeah, no, I definitely don't need to stop this 5,000-pound fucking truck with this much horsepower. Definitely don't need to do that.
No, it's fine. Just physics. Use a school bus to stop.
Put six piston Brembos. Put six piston Brembos so I can stop safely with my family in the truck.
No, you're taking your family in this thing.
It's a four door pickup truck. He's got the four door version of it.
Did y'all hear what I said?
No, not at all.
I was like, physics can suck a dick.
Fuck physics.
Song I've had on repeat for like 4 days is called Sleepwalker by the Pretty Wild. I found it off of a random Instagram reel. I was like, oh, that sounds sick. I'm gonna fucking look it up. And then I did. And then every time I put my earbuds in to do tires, that's the first song I load up every single fucking time.
Yeah, just ADHD song activated.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh my god, another good one. I think I've mentioned this on the pod too. Is Carvings by Carvings by Orbit Culture. Orbit Culture is the name of the band.
Orbit Culture. Okay.
Yes. And their song Carvings, like, it's just a fucking, it goes the same rhythm, so it doesn't have really any polyrhythms. But I would imagine it's the perfect song for just a lethal fucking mosh pit for. Like,
I gotta hear it. Hang on.
Like,
not just a mosh pit, a lethal mosh pit. Yes,
one that you actually fucking die in.
What's it called again?
Carvings by Orbit Culture. If you want,
watch out for a dude with a banana suit in the mosh pit. You're gonna fucking die.
Oh yeah. The beginning is pretty good, but go to 2:30, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's the part where it fucking gets insane.
Well, James Hetfield came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I fucking love that song, man.
That song's awesome. Let me see if I can show you some something.
What?
Let me just fucking put my Spotify up here. My liked songs are all fucking over the place. I've got like Flyleaf, and then I got like Ridiculous Metal, and then I got Rammstein, and then I got Billie Eilish, and like System of a Down and Korn.
Chicken Stew, hell yeah.
That's exactly what my fucking liked playlist is too. It's just, there's no cohesion to it at all.
And then
all.
I got like Vanilla Ice, Rush, Turnstile. This band is fucking awesome. This song is incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Melancholy Hill, the live version of Talking Heads, the song.
The Offspring.
Offspring. And then I got like 5 o'clock Somewhere by fucking Alan Jackson.
did you guys see that stop motion reel that released recently where a guy animated a skeleton to sing
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that reintroduced me to that song because I listened to it a fuck ton when I was a kid. I recently listened to it again. The beginning of a song where he's just fucking chugging the same note over and over again, that is unreasonably heavy.
Kyoto by Skrillex is
up there. I've been on like an flipping old back and forth between like hell, like metal, like Municipal Waste, and then like Chapel Roan, and then like Skrillex, and then like ridiculous like people that have had like a crazy dubstep song.
Yeah,
like my dad just got a stereo set up. He's like, yeah, I got a what is it, a 9.2 surround system, 9.2,
hell yeah.
And like, for those of you who don't know what that means,
that's me. I don't know.
You ever heard of people like 5.1, 6.1, 7.2, 9.2? The first number is how many speakers you have, and the second number is how many subwoofers you have. That's it. 5.1 is 5 speakers, so that's, you got 2 in front, 2 in behind, and a center channel and a subwoofer. And that's a 5.1. 6.1 is usually you have 2 in the front, your center channel, maybe a couple of side channels, and then rear channels.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, that's a 7.1. A 9.1 or 9.2 in my dad's case. He has a center channel. He has two left and right channels. He has two height left and right channels. So they produce, they make sound up. So it bounces off your ceiling. So when you listen to like movies that have a lot of action scenes, like the new Avatar movie,
yeah,
you can hear like helicopter sounds above you. It's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's really done as far as sound separation goes, but it's fucking cool. And my dad and I just like set this like super crazy stereo up for like movies. And I was like, why don't we play dubstep on it and see what it sounds like? And you know, like when you're in a car and you listen to the car stereo and there's like a point where if you turn it up more, it just gets distorted.
Yeah, I haven't reached that point in my car.
Yeah,
I don't bother to go that high in mine.
Yeah, like if you turn like the bass up and then you turn it up to like a certain amount, it'll be like, oh, it's fucking, yeah, like the mids are too muddy. Fucking
equalization, yeah.
If the mids are too muddy or the highs are too like, you know, like wallowed out by the bass because the bass is playing the same, or the speakers are like playing the bass and the treble notes from the same speaker, so it doesn't sound very good. This stereo just doesn't do that. And it doesn't get to a point where, like, you can't turn it all the way up. Like, you can't do that. Because it will just blow the house up.
Well, yeah.
He's got, like, these two. He's got clip speakers. He's got sound? Speaker labs. Speaker labs, he's like, yeah, these speakers were like $5,000 for just the pair or whatever. It's like, Jesus. Fuck. The subwoofers alone were $700. And it's like, I'm going to play the Paradox by Excision on it. I showed that shit to him. Like, I've gotten my dad into dubstep because I've been just showing him all these dumb songs that I know.
Oh, you got a new stereo? Let me play the hardest dubstep activate song known to man.
The bass cannon.
But, like, we got Excision, we got Taylor Swift, we got Queens of the Stone Age, we got Martin Garrix, we've got fucking You Know Miles. These songs are so fucking funny.
That's a really eclectic, like, selection right there.
I've got Bad to the Bone. I've got this. This is it right here. This is why I'm so weird. I've got like four different versions of Blue Monday.
The same.
You gotta get the right one.
Yes, exactly. People wonder why I have like fucking two different fucking versions of one song and then just not the original because I don't like the original.
Yeah, like fucking.
I pick then, one like version soul music, of a certain song, and stick
soul,
with
soul, Beatles, you know, like Eddie Money, like, you know, old names, and then like Steel Panther and Judas Priest and fucking
U2.
The Beatles.
There's a song that I have in my likes that's, I think I have this four so different funny. Versions of it.
Detachable Penis, that's a good one.
What?
You never heard this song?
No.
I don't think we can play it. I think we get copyrighted.
Have you ever heard of a band called Bro Job, Sterling?
You just got to hear this. No, I haven't. Can you hear this?
Look up what Bro Job is. Oh, okay. So for the audio listeners, he's got the lyrics of
Missing Again.
Detachable Penis.
Detachable Penis.
Okay.
Listen.
Or I can rent it out when I don't need it. Is that a real fucking sentence?
Yeah, listen.
I'm not listening. I have it muted.
It's not pause. Playing, Sterling. It's paused.
Detachable Penis. Yeah, anyway. That's a good song.
Yeah, look up Bro Job right now.
Wet ass pussy, let's go.
What the fuck is their picture? Is that, are they just naked in their picture? What the fuck?
Did you hear the lyric for that?
No, I couldn't understand it.
Yeah, restart it so you can get the full feel.
Just the breakdown just happened.
This is the sound of 1,000 clapping asses.
All right, you can continue.
I just pissed on myself. Fuck. That's one of the lyrics.
My God. Here, listen. Just listen to the intro of this song.
This is so cool. What is this, Meshuggah? Or no, fucking Death Clock?
I got two songs from Death Clock in my shit.
Wake it from the grave. Yeah, this is Death Clock. This is just a Death Clock copy.
Why does it keep pausing?
Because, dumb.
Because it senses that you're sharing the screen, so it's like,
Yeah, like NXS, Three Dog Night, B-52s, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So you keep the playlist. Oh, your playlist is more than mine. I think mine's about to hit 700.
Well, I haven't had Spotify for that long. I mean, I've got like 50,000 songs on my iTunes.
I've had Spotify for quite a fucking while, so you already have more liked songs than I do.
Well, I just hear a song and I'm like, I'm going to listen to that again at some point. And then get rid of that. There we go.
Okay, second one.
I've got...
Nah, 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 nah.
Bless you. We do dubstep burps on this show. Wow.
What? It tastes like Wendy's.
Did you have Wendy's today?
Yeah.
No. Okay, because if you said no, I was about to be worried.
Oh, shit.
So, there's this song that I found in 2021, like at the end of 2021. The lyrics are rapey as shit. I'll just say that now.
What is it? A fucking, what's that band?
What's that band with the rape lyrics?
What's the guy that the band that Moist Critical talked about this in a video? He's like, I used to be fucking obsessed with this band, and then I found out that the lead singer was doing some absolutely abhorrent, like, awful shit.
It was Lost Prophets, was it?
Yeah, it was that. Lost Prophets. Holy fuck. Like, I heard
that was the story
about the lead singer.
That's fucking disgusting.
What a piece of shit garbage human.
I can't believe he's still alive. Ruined...
I'm surprised no one's killed him yet.
I can't believe he ruined one of my favorite songs.
I've never even heard of them before I even fucking listened. I didn't even listen to it.
They had a song on ATV Off-Road Fury 2 called Shinobi versus the Dragon Ninja.
And I was like, I knew all the songs on the first game soundtrack. Damn it.
Yeah, and that song, it was fucking fantastic, and he had to go and fucking diddle an infant. So
yeah. That's the fucking bottom. That's the tip of the iceberg right there.
Yeah.
It's fucked. It's crazy. Like, if you want to think about life and think about the goodness of people in general, go listen to the story of the guy from Lost Prophets. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, there's like that is a genuine evil thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's anyway, going back hard to what describe. I was talking about. Anyway. We have a lot of fun here on Flag Time podcast.
Yes, we do.
Don't we?
Anyway, so there's this song by a dude. His name is Casey Sable. For those of you who don't know, he was the original singer of Periphery. Like, back in the day. But now he's doing all solo stuff. And he came out with a song called Still Innocent. The lyrics are kind of
sus.
They're kind of sus. Really weird.
That one band where there was a song is like, I've got 7 human skulls in my basement or whatever.
So it's not
that's Cannibal Corpse.
It's more like a dude who was really pervy and rapey, but then found somebody who enabled him so he didn't have to go and do that to other people.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's how the lyrics read.
Sarcasm. I was being sarcastic for the audio listeners who didn't see my facial expression. However, I was joking.
The mastering, the mix of the song, and like the general musicality of the song, fucking phenomenal.
What's it called?
Still Innocent by Casey Sable. Like, the dynamics of the song are so fucking good that I can look past how creepy the lyrics sound. And it's so fucking good.
You guys ever listen to a song that's like, you just think it slaps super hard? God.
Anyway, what?
Did you ever just listen to a song, right? It slaps super hard. And like, after you've listened to it like the fourth time, is when you then pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, you never really paid attention to the lyrics. And
dude,
you just, like,
I listened to a song on my release radar, like, a couple of days ago, and it sounded really good, but then the lyrics started talking about how they would die for Jesus.
Oh,
well, just like, wait,
like in a culty way. I was like, okay, fuck, I'm uncomfortable. All
right. Because I was on the way home from the gym, right? I was listening to Baby Got Brat by fucking T-Pain and Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've listened to that song like 100 times, and I never really paid too much attention to the lyrics.
Baby Got Brat.
Yeah. The intro to the song is somebody starting up a fucking rotary engine.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's a good song. I did love it.
Does it have sound bites from Mr. Regular?
I'm going to read the comments or the lyrics of this song.
Hurt's in it.
What, Still Innocent?
But there was a lyric that came out that I would listen to. It was like, when the fuck did he say? I've listened to the song 100 times. When did he say that? The lyric was like, if haters got beef, it must be vegan meat. I was like, wait a minute.
The fuck does that mean?
It means it's fake beef.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
This song is interesting. The lyrics are sketchy.
It's very sketchy.
But I mean, there's lots of songs with sketchy, weird lyrics.
Mm-hmm. However, the if he released an instrumental version, holy shit, I'd be fucking great.
Somebody cover it.
Somebody just take the lyrics out of it.
Interesting. All right.
I just tried to squeeze out a fart and I almost shit my pants.
And I shitted.
The fucking what was that meme that I sent recently?
Which one?
I sent a lot, but hold on.
You sent a lot of reels to the group chat, but sometimes like I'll be working and I'll like put my phone down for like 15 minutes while I'm working on a car and I'll pick it back up and I see that my wife has sent me like 87 reels or some shit. And I she did that the other day. I had to call her. I was like, 87.
87.
You sent 87 reels.
I'll do that to my best friend. And because of his job, he can't really be on his phone a lot. And he'll just send me a screenshot of all of the notifications from all of the fucking reels I sent me.
Get off his phone, dickhead.
he's like, dog, what the fuck? How am I supposed to watch all these?
You're supposed to sit down, spend 47 minutes, and watch all these reels. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
I found the meme I was talking about.
He's like, do you even have a job? I was like, yeah, I get to be on my phone a lot.
It's the picture of the frog wearing a top hat, and it's like, gentlemen, it is with great jubilance that I announce I've shit my trousers.
Oh, yeah. Because if it's just like, you know, I feel like shitting myself, and you just do it.
No.
No.
Good, because I almost done it.
I understand we have free will, but there's just some things that are the cons outweigh the pros, dude.
I just don't like making more work for myself.
I was watching a movie one time.
Really?
And I was like, this movie is so good, I might just risk shitting my pants for it.
Or you can just wait.
I couldn't wait. It was one of those, right? And I was like,
God.
One of those.
And then I was like, wait. I have to drive home.
Like, you know those memes where it's like, oh, hey, I just remembered I have free will. I want you guys to think with your underdeveloped frontal lobe for a second. What is the pro of kicking a cupcake into your ceiling? Like, what?
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's really funny, but then you gotta fucking clean it up, and maybe there's a stain up there for the rest of your life. Because, like, I remember when I was a kid, my mom gave me some cherry medicine in one of those, like, little fake syringe things that doesn't actually have a needle. It's one of those things that you, like, put in. It was stuck, and I was a kid, so I didn't really have that much dexterity in my hand. So I was squeezing as hard as I could, and it finally let go. And to this day, this happened in like 95. To this day, there's still a red stain on the ceiling. So
I had.
Yes, you have free will, but God fucking damn it.
So
I am a toddler.
one time when I was like 13, right? I was making myself eggs for like the fourth time I've ever made eggs.
Yeah.
And I was just standing there with an egg in my hand, right? For like 45 solid seconds. I said nothing. I was cracking the eggs and I was getting ready to crack the eggs and like scramble them and shit. And I was just holding on to this one egg. I was just looking at it. I don't know what it was about this egg. I said nothing to myself. I just looked at this egg. I walked into the backyard and threw it over the neighbor's house.
Eat it as far as you could.
For no fucking reason. And then I went back inside and I got another egg and I just made my egg. It's like I didn't do that.
Like, I wonder what would happen if I swept this under the refrigerator.
That was like my earliest, I have free will, I can do whatever I want type memories. It's just me throwing an egg over the neighbor's house.
When I was little,
hit the roof. I don't know how far I could throw back then.
I remember when I was little, I would sweep the dirt in the kitchen underneath the refrigerator.
Oh my god.
Never once picked it up, put it in the garbage. Never, not once. And I remember one time my dad like moved the refrigerator to
drag it all back out on the floor.
It was a solid like half inch like pile. Like,
oh my god.
So why is this refrigerator coil not fucking cooling off?
And we were like, what the fuck is that smell? And I was like, well, it's probably because I've been sweeping dirt underneath the refrigerator for the past 10 years.
If I can't see it, it doesn't exist. That's how object permanence works.
It's better than going to a landfill.
Speaking of lack of that, War Thunder players do not have the object permanence of a fucking shrimp. They'll shoot at me, right? They'll shoot at me. And then I'll back behind a corner a little bit and reload. After like 6 seconds, they've turned the complete opposite direction.
That's amazing.
Like, I wasn't just there. I'll just sit there. I was like, did this guy just forget I fucking existed or something? And then I kill him. And then it's like, it baffles me. The lack of object permanence that War Thunder players have. It boggles my fucking mind. That's
fucking funny, man. Anyway, we have a listener interaction segment on our Instagram page tonight.
Do we?
Nothing to do with what we were talking about at all.
Like, I just posted a picture of a Miata doing a jump and it says follow your dreams with the apostrophe in between the R and the E. And
they're talking about tools today. No, the fuck we're not.
No, we're not. I just asked the mechanics, what's a tool you need but haven't bought yet? And the first response is by Instagram user Refamous Actual, and they say Cornwell Weapons.
Cornwell Weapons. Hey, I've got one of those right here.
I need to buy that fucking big-ass sledgehammer that Cornwell sells specifically to knock out
fucking made-in-China-ass sword.
Dude, if Cornwell makes a boar spear, I'd love one.
They might, actually. Yeah. I think I saw one on my Cornwell truck when we used to get Cornwell tools.
And a boar spear would be perfect for fucking intruders.
Or just a gun.
I mean, true.
Shotgun.
A boar spear it has more honor and also reduces the risk of other people getting caught in the crossfire. So
unless the home intruders have guns and you don't.
Well, you gotta be sneaky about it then. You can't just
contrary to popular belief, a shotgun is not that good in home defense because shotguns overpenetrate like a motherfucker.
Unless you get the certain kind of buckshot. There's a certain kind of buckshot that doesn't go through drywall.
What about a slug?
Well, slug through goes anything. Through a lot.
A slug
lot.
Goes through five people.
If you want, hold. Actually,
I
have it right here.
I saw a meme one time that was like, you know those Facebook memes that are like 1969 Camaro because fuck a Honda Civic or some shit. Like you see like those comparative memes. Yeah. I saw one that was like a Magnum 44 when you need to kill someone in your neighbor's house who's standing behind their refrigerator or some shit.
If you want a good home defense shotgun round, if your pump action can take them, get mini shells.
That's mini shells.
They don't have enough power to go
through. What a fucking chode of a round. That's amazing.
Nobody who owns a Jeep is going to buy that.
No.
What the fuck?
That's a small one. I don't want the small one. I want the big one because I'm a big man.
I see what you're
a big man with a Jeep Wrangler that's in the shop.
Just for a size comparison, a regular shotgun slug and a mini shell.
That's adorable.
Like half a dick's length.
So my pump can hold 7+1 of just regular ones. With mini shells, it can hold 22 or something
fuck
like
yeah.
that. So you get more capacity, and you don't have to worry about hitting somebody in the room behind the guy.
Hell yeah.
The only problem is...
What the fuck is this podcast? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I tell you exactly what it is.
Whatever
it's an automotive
the fuck
service
we want.
Podcast that talks a lot about not that. We can talk about whatever the fuck we want with a fucking tagline like that.
This episode is just like, I feel like you could take like 5 separate parts of this episode and make it like the commercial for Flag Time.
Yeah.
Just be like when we're talking about music and then when we're talking about blowing people apart with shotgun slugs.
Like, we got a
shotgun slug would go through 5 people.
We got a lot of absolutely. People talking about they need a lift. Like, where are you working where you don't have a lift?
Does that count as
probably
tools?
In a flat stall? Yes, a lift counts as tools. What?
They usually get provided.
Wouldn't that be counted as equipment?
Oh my god, what if you worked at a place that you had to provide your own lift? Oh my fucking god. Be like, do you have a lift?
The pay
like,
better be
what?
Fucking phenomenal.
Like, you're like, I'm getting $14.99 an hour. I don't have a fucking lift. If I had a lift, I'd have a fucking business.
Well, go to Harbor Freight and get some fucking jacks.
Hey, no, Timu sells a full car lift, you know.
I would rather trust myself playing Russian roulette with 3 bullets in the chamber than a Timu lift.
It's just a 1911, like, it's not even a revolver.
3 bullets and a 5-shot revolver. Spin it, I'd trust my life with that more than a Timu
fucking
lift.
Russian roulette with a full mag.
Like Russian roulette with this fucking semi-auto.
Oh my god. Let's see. I'm just going to go through a few of them here. We got Whiskey Still. Pinar. What the fuck is a VagCom?
Volkswagen Audi Group Vehicle Communication Tool.
Oh, okay.
That's not exactly what it stands for, but VAG is Volkswagen Audi Group.
Magnetic 10mm and impact of any kind. I need an 11mm long quarter inch socket. Gun. Crow's feet. Somebody just says gun. Air hammer. Impact it's finally gun. My turn to say Wienor. A good torque wrench. Decent set of swivel sockets. Ugga dugga machine. All of them. Bendy magnet. A full shop. There's too many.
A full shop. Yeah, that's the fucking next thing I need.
A Toyota oil filter socket. Snap-on air hammer. The hose clamp remover 2000. An actual Fluke multimeter, torque wrench, and apprentice. A penis enlarger, boots to work better with, plan
Redback
B.
Boots.
Okay.
Get Redback boots if you want boots that are good for mechanics.
Somebody said plan B.
I got your plan B right here. My gun's not in reach. Never mind.
My gun's not in reach.
It's over there.
I remember one time I was with my buddies at fucking Safeway one time, and I was like, damn, Plan B is getting expensive, and they all just busted out laughing for some reason. They're like, it's going up.
Maybe
$50.
Maybe don't need to do that.
Maybe don't do that?
Somebody said 3-pound mini fridge. Old guys were laughing at me for whacking at a pickle fork using a 16-ounce hammer.
Yeah, I have a mini sledge. It's like I like it.
It's like that's like somebody using a 9-inch ratchet to take off a fucking wheel bolt. Like, you're not gonna fucking do that. You don't have enough leverage. You need a longer.
No, I got
well, when the mini sledge weighs 4 pounds, it's plenty.
Mm. But people call really long fucking breaker bars cheater bars, and I'm like, why are what?
No, that's
what's
just
cheating
a breaker
about
bar.
That? What's cheating about that? Like, you think, oh, I'm a man. I can take off a wheel bolt with a quarter-inch socket. It's fucking stupid is what you are. Like, seriously?
A cheater we don't have cheat. We don't call them cheater bros. We call them cheater pipes when you stick the pipe on the end of the breaker bar
to get more leverage and work smarter. Yeah. That's called.
I usually just call it a jack handle.
I usually just don't use that and use a fucking impact gun.
Yeah, I use the gun because I'm an American.
Sometimes the wheels are so ugga-dugged on that even the impact can't take them off.
I haven't met a lug nut that my DF, my fucking, I forgot the designation.
I have.
The tool. Yeah, because you use Ryobi.
No, I've got a fucking pneumatic impact that I use to take wheels off.
Yeah, like a real impact gun.
Yeah.
My DF-900 impact gun from DeWalt has yet to find a thing that it can't remove. You can look up Torque Test Channel's shit, and you'll know why.
Have you done Honda timing belts? V6 Honda timing belt with it?
No, but my coworkers have, and they all used my impact to take it, and it took it right off without a weighted socket.
Nice.
Perfect. Without
a weighted socket. I was like, I won money from it. I was like, let me try. It was like fresh battery, only the 4 amp hour too. It wasn't even the new power stacks. I was like, I bet you $25 it'll take that off without a weighted socket. And sure enough, I got my $25 fucking.
Went and fucking loosened it out in the parking lot earlier.
it took about 10 seconds of solid on trigger work for it to actually start moving, but it fucking took it. It took it off.
Hell yeah. Well, that's this episode of Flag Time because we've reached the time limit. So we want to
end ball.
Yes. Our main sponsors.
Sponsored
by the left nut.
The left nut specifically. We want to thank our premium members on our Patreon for giving us more money than what Spotify costs. The right nut
hangs out with my asshole too much.
We want to thank Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Big Blue Caddy, Chat Jid Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devine, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Ellis Chato, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hack Flock, Tom Foolery, Hal, Jamie BH911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumas, Lunacadi, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Maxine Prudhomme, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Savage Actual 1556, Susie Shot, Fuck. Sushi Sausage,
every Spencer Delfo,
Starworks, Steve Henriquez, hey. Tagarung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, and Meep But in Japanese. We want to thank you for your generous contributions to this dumbass show, because these people have given us money for almost a straight year at this point. What's happening?
He was doing the Chad thing. He was doing the fucking the fucking
are you a Gen Alpha fucking
I don't have the jawline. I still have fat under my fucking chin from my bulk that will not go away. Please help.
Surgery.
See, he's the Rizzler and also sticks out his gyat. Is that how you fucking say that? No. I'm too old to say that correctly.
Yeah. I'm not too old to say it correctly, and I hate it so much.
I say it whenever I see a dually truck on the road.
That's a broke. Yeah.
Anyway, it's almost December, so I guess I can go ahead and just announce this now. Our first Patreon episodes released in March of this past year. So they released in March of 2024. In March of 2025, the videos, once they hit a year in age on our Patreon, we're just going to upload them to our YouTube channel. So
perfect.
Here in March timeframe, the first episode, I forget which episode it was. It was like in the 30s, like episode 30 something. Those full video episodes will be released on our YouTube channel, which is Flag Time Podcast. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Here in a few months, we'll start posting full episodes to that from a year ago. And thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time, and we will see you next time.
Tracy, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Love it.